Francis Morris is the organizer for this year's Walk to Make Cystic Fibrosis History, happening on Sunday, the 28th. She joins me now. Welcome, Francis.
Thank you for having us, Ben. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So if people don't know or need a reminder, what is cystic fibrosis? A little bit of an overview.
Okay. Cystic fibrosis is the most common fatal genetic disease affecting Canadian children and young adults. At present, there's no cure. So that's a simple answer. It affects the lungs and the digestive system, and to various degrees in different people. But it is a life-shortening disease.
Right. Is science starting to come along to a cure, or at least help people with the disease? I'm sure it's a lot better than it has been in years past.
It is. In very recent years, the medication Trikafta has made a huge difference in the lives of people with cystic fibrosis. It makes their life much easier. So the government is funding that across Canada, and CF Canada was instrumental in making that happen. So I have a granddaughter who has cystic fibrosis, and it's made a huge difference in her life, and I know in the lives of many others, but not all who have cystic fibrosis are helped by it.
Right. You mentioned it's come a long way. I'm sure fundraising is a huge factor toward raising funds to, you know, continue scientific exploration in this field.
That's right. CF Canada finances that, and they also do a lot they have centers across Canada for the care of people with cystic fibrosis, and they advocate. So all the fundraising goes for that. Again, my granddaughter has benefited so much from the care center in Vancouver. She lives in BC.
Right.
So, and in Nova Scotia, it would be at the IWK in Halifax.
Right. So this walk, it's an awareness event, really, but it's also, is there a fundraising component to that as well?
Yes, yeah. It is CF Canada's biggest fundraiser of the year. So they have an online fundraising and also offline. At the walk, people can bring their donations and make their donation there.
Do you guys have a goal for this particular fundraiser, or is it just as much as possible?
The Yarmouth goal is $10,000.
Okay.
Right now we're about halfway there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of money often comes in at the walk, so we're hopeful.
Right. So this Sunday the walk takes place. What can people expect when they register? What's the route? What takes place?
Well, the walk is at the Gateway Ball Field on the corner of William Street and Southeast Street. Registration is from 12 noon to 1 p.m. You have to register when you come. And then while you're waiting, there's going to be a barbecue, which will be manned by the high school students from O2 class, which is a first for them. And we're very happy to have them.
Right.
Another thing that's going on, we're going to have music for the first time from Phil DeMille and friends. So we're really looking forward to having that.
Right. Sounds like a fun time and a great time to, you know, raise awareness, raise some money for cystic fibrosis. If people want to find out more information on how they can, you know, fundraise or get in contact, what's the best way to find out more info for people?
Okay. Well, CJLS has an event page on it, and Facebook Events has Cystic Fibrosis Walk Yarmouth, so they can go there. There's also if you want to donate, you can go to walk.cysticfibrosis.ca and follow the prompts to the Yarmouth page.
All right, Sunday, 12 o'clock registration, that's right?
That's right, walk starts at 1.
Francis, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Ben.